begin the current daven itself to become the pites. Begin the meral. Begin the tesmal. Begin the meral. Pair the pair to the king of the rabban. So although the pairs they masakif him, but not the pairs of the pairs, which Taisa qualifies as has an milu dosam alma. That's regarding things that come from elsewhere. Could bring tibas and not the ksuba. Like for example, the partial benefit that she has of salary ksuba. Going the which is coming from elsewhere. People paying for that. Going the vlad behemis malug. If let's say someone steals her the child of the behemis malug, which the vlad is the peri, but the misham kevel isha, the kevel which the peri of the peri of it being stolen, that goes to the woman. Could aminan because this is us miyam. Could aminan we say berish isha shnafel nachasim nigmar ksubatav ayin tesma beis mishum delay tekin the rabbanan paid the peri because rabban not institute as we're saying in our gemara the peri of the peri of the peri that as magufi but the peri of the peri that comes from the thing itself. Going vlad the behemis malug the child of the behemis malug pshita tekin the rabban. Of course rabban that guy caused him get none. Actually as we learned in the mishnah in ksubas of the pei gimel that says loyim moichel peri peris he always eats from the peri peris adoylam. It's only from elsewhere that the derivative of the derivative he doesn't get. Now, but there it seems the peri le tekin le rabbanon. The why were they not masakin peri peris? The awesome lahaba kihai the hacha. That over there is not like over here. The nehidim sham kevel isha. Although that they have to pay the kevel. Meaning it's totally qualifying. He said that this the peri peris le tekin rabbanon. The awesome over there is lohaba kihai the hacha. It's not the same exact thing. Like over here, because the hidden sham kevel isha, although the kevel goes to the woman, there it seems to be a kevel. But with that kevel, you look at karka, you buy a piece of property, you look at it's the pairs of that. And when you're in Nami, the kolshkin going to behemoth miluk atzma, the misham kevel isha that you pay the kevel to the woman. So that's the difference, what we're saying that in one case that it's totally going to her. One case that, yes, going to her, but it's going to have the pairs of that. And Taisa says, like a kolshkin, that if that's where you see the halacha, for sure you're going to say it when someone steals the behemoth maluk itself. Then for sure, if it's vlad, then for sure the thing itself that you pay the kefil to the woman. Okay. Even though in the sense that the pre belongs to the baal. Next is Matam Tibbins the Gemara. Time am I? Time am I? What's the reason? Shall I take Halben of Letzia? Said it shouldn't be light in his eyes to divorce her, so therefore you can't have a moment that a woman won't have a ksuba. So it says, it's a wonder. Why is the Bereshah of a P in the Gemara ksuba? No Dalma Bez Mash, but it sounds like the law of Haim Tam to Reb Meir. It sounds like that's not the reason of Reb Meir. How did not? We learn the Mishnah with Reb Meir, and he says, Kalapaychis the Besula Mimsaim Lamon Mimsaim. Whoever gives a virgin less than 200 for a ksuba, Lamon Mimona, and the widow from 100 in arm. So that's whatever he's being intimate with her is considered like snus. But the Gemara, the Gemara's medayik, kala peiches, whoever gives less, I feel a bit no. Even if he stipulates this, alma ksava obviously holds tanai bottle that the tanai is his condition is nullified for Islam and she gets what she's supposed to get. Vekim demela, and since he tells her less lachelamana, you know you only have 100, lesam chadaita, so she's not reliant. Bavi belas bilasnus, and therefore. It's like she didn't get anything. It's like a bias nus. So Hashemina lalad Meir. So we see the quandary Meir, the Rabbanon, that regarding rabbinic law, Tanoi Kayim, his condition is valid. Mashba sounds like the Mishum Sheyeshla, because she has, Loisam Chadaita, but she's not relying, because Sha'amala, when he tells her, Les Lachalamana, oh, because you only have 100, who'd have a bias nus? Oh, that's why it's because of a bias nus, because she's not reliant. Ham Haba Tanoi Kayim. Now, if the condition would be valid, lahayla klal, and you're right, she wouldn't get anything. Sounds like lahay bilas business. It was not be like because like she's okay with it. Sounds like not like our gemara that says that oh you need to have a chalitik halban of letzia. So it says what you could say is the kolchkin all the more so itnoi kayim. If his condition would be valid, balesla, and that she wouldn't have no, that would be lost bilas nos for sure. It'd be bilas nos because no, because you need to have a ksuba. Alhasam Daik, there the Gemara that's inferring the Ksavra that he holds the Tanoi bottle, that the condition is invalid. That's Medulei Ketani, it's from the words of the Mishnah, because it doesn't say, Besula She'en Lamasayim and Vamana She'en Lamana Vahulu. Shemamina, we can infer from that. The Hachikam, what he's saying is, Kalapoiches, whoever's diminishing, even in the situation that she has, even so, Havibilas Abilas knows it can be a business, but it's not coming to infer that. If she wouldn't have that it wouldn't be bilas nos. Then says the Tamei, we're going to say Manah Lei. From where does he know this? The Ma'ir B'Tana that is talking about conditions. Tema Moedre may agree that no kaim the condition is valid. But what he's saying is like this: Kalapoiches, whoever diminishes, a filled base in Yeshiyeshla, even in the way where she has, can receive bia. Like for example, at the end of the bia, the intimacy. That awesome Masavish mind that the Gemara says with it, the end of the sugya, but they end up in Zayin and Bezing Subas. Tivra Kol according to everyone in Mechela, she doesn't pardon. Rishon says no, because the Loshen Kalapoiches Mashma, that wording sounds like Shupoiches La. That he is diminishing her. Now, besides being yochel efaches, but at the end of the day, he can't diminish. Eli peches is la'atzma. Rather, she diminishes for herself. Le'shaich loshen peches, and it's not applicable the wording of diminishing. El but not only if you're talking about conditions. Or you know, I mean, another approach you could say but not get kol daik. The word kol sounds like that's in all types of situations, not just at seif bia. Next, there's matter to bring the gemara. Kolga bebayla, vade machla. It doesn't work because anything regarding her husband, for sure she's going to pardon. But then says, if you're going to say, if it is ben lebal gufa, but why don't you say that she should sell the ksuba to her husband himself, and but taste the nechbal, and then she'll have money, and then you won't have the problem being my chalabala because she sold it to him, and then she'll have money to give it to the victim. Hashem says, we can say, no, Shabbal, you're to likness. The husband's not going to want to buy. So I love Sish because he doesn't want to cause this loss to his wife. Or, you know, I mean, another part you could say is, Halmukalim of Samach, the Gemara tells us shortly that who's the town is Kirim Meir. The man that he says, Lishai said, Mishta Blake Suba Usser, it's not possible to sell to her husband because she's going to be without a Suba. And then we're going to say, Behechechel Limchel, but how would it be possible that she would be Meichel to her husband as the different Maskel Tais is going on? At the end of bia, she can't pardon him for the ksuba. If you're going to say, oh, okay, no, the kasvale, but she writes to miskebalti, I received, so a receipt does work. It's not mechila. Hamashma the perik nara, but sounds like when the gemara between ksuba is not an alav, but it made the that even if she says a receipt, ain yichel limchel, she can't use that to pardon the ksuba. Hashem says, we can say this, Hanna Mila, when we say this, but Chilis HaSugya, that was only in the Gemara, in the beginning of the Sugya. If Lafei HaMaskon doesn't according to the conclusion of the Gemara, but the Mafik of Behuda, that the Gemara differentiates according to Behuda, Bein Kasvalei Eskabalti, whether she writes, I received, Bein Loi Kasvalei Eskabalti, or if she doesn't write, I received. Well, then Rameh, you could say the same thing according to Rameh. Then says, if I'm going to say, Bakati Echtemcho, but how could she still, okay, so Eskabalti is a way of doing Mechil, but how could she be Meichel? I'm like, mean like Remeir, but we explained that Halach is like Remeir. Then it says, Us Lishesh and Mishtabal Iksuba, you can't be without Iksuba. So how would she be able to be Meichel at him? So there's someone who says, La'achar Shetimchel, after she'll pardon him, Yach, Zvichstabal Iksuba, he'll go back and write a new Iksuba. Oh, but Oyesh, another part, because the film, Timslam, maybe you're going to say, Shenichel Limchel, that she cannot pardon him, but Oydetachtov, when she's still with him, Akata Yasa Kanun, and they're still going to do a trick, Gugeshen, he'll divorce her, but Timchel, she'll pardon him, and not in a marriage anymore, so she can be Michael Machech, Sedeno, and then he'll remarry her. And then says, what you're going to say, given the Asikir Meir, but since it sounds like a Meir, the Doin Din the Gami, that the Gemara tells us later on of Kuf, Amar Aleph, the Meir judges liability for indirect causes of damages. If that's the case, she shouldn't be allowed to pardon. They should start l'sham l'kuches because she's gonna have to pay the buyers. Kedama b'meicha, like the Gemara tells us, b'meicha shtachav l'chaveira. Someone sells a loan document of a debt that's owed to him to his friend. Because of machle machle, and if he goes and pardons, it's pardon. Now, v'amin hasn't the Gemara says that within ksubas that pay for him and after the man don't din gami. But according to the one that holds you liable for indirect causes, magvi beid meishtachav me'alya. Well, now they owe it to the one that they sold the monetary payment for that amount that they caused the loss. Now, Miu, however, much of the member, you could say that Falachi, even so, like Tacha, she won't be concerned, but Timchon shall pardon. Why? Because given the hashtag, let me lishlume, since right now she has nothing to pay with. Avagav, you're right, although the Shalman, when she gets widowed to start Lisham Yeh, she's going to have to pay more. Kamokim, Chashab Leah, Trucha Beidina. Me Kamokim, still, Chashab Leah. It'll be considered as making the courts go through an unnecessary effort, even though the victim will ultimately get it. Because at the end of the day, because right now, ultimately, he's not going to be getting anything. And therefore, that's why it's not an option. My drug Rabbi Tam Lafarish, now according to what Rabbi Tam was accustomed to explain, the Ein Chayevis Lashal Mafalura Meir, that she actually doesn't have to pay even according to Meir El Masha Kibla, only what she got. So Asa Shaper Tfei. So it actually makes more sense because she's actually not going to have to pay that much. And therefore she will go ahead and be Meichel. And it doesn't have to be lengthy regarding this over here. Continues Tesis. Says,
a different angle. Mixture of Rishmo Reb Chaim. He says, V'tizmin ksuba sa, why don't you just sell a ksuba? The Maimich Lashon, we know there's a kinyan in the presence of all three parties, that then she can't be Meichel anymore, commercial ruggle, real didactic, as the re would normally analyze. Mahid Tanya. This is what Nebraisa Beish Makadish Nigma, Kedushan of Mem Zaina Beis. Skatli B'shtar Chayiv, if let's say he says, be engaged to me with the Shtar Chayiv. He had a loan in possession by others. And he bequeaths it on them. So Meyam, he says, okay, Mekudeshes. So with that Shtar Chayiv, she's engaged. But Chomim, they say, no, ain't engaged, not engaged. Masik, and the Gemara comes out that, what's the Machlek? Is it Milba B'shtar Chayiv? The Machlek is regarding a loan document that Be'isha, regarding a woman, Samcha Daita. She's reliant on that. Because everyone holds the Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that he says, if someone sells a document of a loan to his friend, because of machloi machla, and then your pardon is going to be pardoned. And it's regarding an oral loan that they disagree. And Rav Huna, that he said, I mean, there's two different things. There's one mil b'shtar regarding this halacha of being meichlet, and Rav Huna halacha by mil b'peh. That he says to nail the plane to be my reshlosh and give it to the person of all three parties, kana. That you acquire the rabbanon less lahu shayil ma'amet shloshin b'milva. The rabbanon don't hold that, and therefore they hold that shlach me engage because the ma'amet shloshin doesn't help by milva el b'kadon only by the pas. V'mhay yochel limchel. Now, if it could pardon, ma'u chayshish. What's the concern? I is lahu Rav Huna if you hold the Rav Huna b'milva by alone, but kimin desvirelei tolei sam chadaita. But if she's not going to be confident, in other words, what does it really make a difference? What does it help if you hold the government by a loan? Because if they hold that she's not going to be confident, obviously that she is confident. Why is she confident? Because by Mamet Shloshin it can't be Michael. So then if that's the case, so why can't you answer Agamor's question by saying that they'll do the kinyan of Mamet Shloshin where then you cannot do Mechila? Tier 3, the answer is no. The Maimish Lashton ain't Moil B'Ksuba, but Tachas Baila. You can't do the Kinyan Maimish Lashton on this Ksuba that we wanted to sell while she's still married to her husband. Because Kibben Adayim Lo'nitna Le'Gvois, because it's not given to collect. It's only after he dies or he divorces her. And that's only when you have something that you could do the Kinyan right now, then Maimish Lashton works, and you don't have that over here. Then it says, V'nichlem Shtara B'Shmei. Oh, why didn't she just write a document in his name, the Ozle Matsimachla, because that's another way that wouldn't allow her to be Meichel. In other words, don't just be Meichel, but write a shtar on that, and then you can't be Meichel. Meaning for what you're saying that you're owing over here. Now, Tess Tais is Vahacha, the truth is over here in Nicha, it makes sense. The Shema Bala Yirta, maybe the husband won't be in agreement to that for this reason itself. Now, on the summit, the question is, shortly, Gabe has a content of the days. He should have a ba'ala when she injures her husband. Kasha, well, that's difficult because it has been la'achar. Let her sell to someone else. But ba'ala yichta berotzin shtar b'shma, and the husband will willingly write a document in his name because she give a chabalos that he could collect his injury. And if there's a shtar written, then we said she can't be moichel. But here it's three answers. No, the kibin shein like suba. The shame of Isha, since that's not going to be in the name of the woman, having a wife without a ksuba, although it won't be allowed in his eyes to divorce her because of the collection, it'll be collected from him, but still it'll be like when she's out of ksuba, and therefore that won't work. But then, you say, give him the chol kabe bala. You tell me that anything regarding her husband, bade machlash, is for sure going to pardon. So my Kamala was going to say previously, I'm the Kamala Adam Ritz Elite in B'Ksuba Sushalzu V'Chulu. We look at how much a person would want to give based on Savik for this Ksuba. No one's going to buy, given the Vadim Machla, since for sure she's going to be Meichlid. V'Chayim Eidim Leiman, therefore the witnesses should be able to say, going back to the Braisa, Ma'av said, what did we cause you a loss? Because I'm a Lelik, the Ma'av said, if the benefits are going to the husband. V'Shana says, what you can say is, V'Chayil Alas is Kiyim B'Mashkainis. No, there's a way of validating this with securities of arbus, oy beneda ibishvu shleitimcha, that she won't pardon. So we know that there won't be mechila. Now, but cancel. What about over here? Im yeshla tishalim. If she has what to pay, then she'll pay. In other words, the Torah is trying to say that then if she actually had, then she would be paying. The main law, if she doesn't have the ein mishabatis, then obviously there's no lien for the victim. Lastly, kiyum, to do these, these bimakayim. So obviously she doesn't have. The Torah says one has to look into this further. But again, that's the difference from over there to over here. That they we could say that we're covering our bases that we know she's not going to be meichel because we have securities with her or oath or whatever. But kind of over here we're obviously talking about what she doesn't have, and that's why you can't collect. So therefore, there's nothing to cover for, and therefore that's where we're concerned for her mechila.